This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can call in and, well, you can talk about what you want on this Halloween evening. You knew that was going to happen. It's Mark with you.
And this is Taryn Lupo.
Taryn, you're sitting in for Ian Freeman, who is, God knows what he's doing. Forget about him.
He'll be back for all you Ian Freeman fans.
Right, all dozen of them. I kind of feel like I'm scraping the bottom of the barrel here on this Halloween evening, because the easy thing to do for the hacks in talk radio is to say, you know what really cranks my handle? it's political correctness. It really just, you know, these politically correct people. I don't even know what politically correct means. I don't even know what the terminology means anymore.
It's such a murky pool at this point.
Right.
I mean, what is acceptable anymore? I have no clue.
I have no clue either. But I do know that there are a-holes, and they're crybaby bedwetters. And somewhere in between the a-holes and the crybaby bedwetters, the truth rides, right? Like, I don't know where it is or what it is, but I do know that I have found the crybaby bedwetters for Halloween.
And where are they?
Well, they appear to be on college campuses all over America. I can't even find one story that encapsulates it, so I'm just going to say, ladies and gentlemen, if you're spending money to send your kids to college, this is one of the things that they're probably at least being confronted with.
And before we start, college was probably the very best time to celebrate Halloween in your life. Like, it's epic, the college Halloween parties. So how could they possibly ruin that? Tell us, Mark.
Well, here's a poster that they put together at the Champlain University. I'm not sure. It's in Burlington, Vermont, which tells me all I need to know. Now, I'm in New Hampshire, and I'm sure when people hear the words New Hampshire that they assume that it's just like Boston and Burlington.
Yeah, they lump it all together like it's just like Vermont and Massachusetts.
It ain't nothing like it, I can assure you.
No.
But here you go. The diversity program team. There's a diversity program team. They're presenting the movie Dear White People for Halloween. They've got the screening Monday the 26th, and they're giving away free wings.
What is this movie about? I've never heard of Dear White People.
Well, underneath, you figure it out because there's a student who's of ambiguous ethnic origin, right? Like, I'm not exactly sure. Maybe she spent too much time out in the sun. She's got a good tan. I don't know where she's from. I have no clue. Would probably not even think about it in any other circumstance. But here she's holding up a picture of a bloody Indian costume. And it says beneath it, I'm a culture, not a costume.
Okay.
So, and then this isn't, by no means is this the end of it. I've got a whole litany of them here, of posters. And I can say that with some level of surety that if you're wearing blackface, like, you don't understand cultural norms. I get it, right? Like, if you're dressing up like a black person and, that kind of thing, that is probably going to be considered an unacceptable costume.
And this is something I went out as a couple. I went out as Lando, which is
Lando Calrissian.
And I love Lando Calrissian. It wasn't like meant to jade him or something, but I did not paint myself black. And I always wondered, would it have been okay? Because it wasn't supposed to be offensive.
That is a really good question. So you like Lando Calrissian from Star Wars?
Yeah, I think he's bad. Awesome.
I saw last night a kid who was dancing in a Hulk outfit. Now, I happen to know David Banner or Bruce Banner, depending on where you got introduced to the Hulk. That was a white guy. But this was a little black kid. And he loved being the Hulk. And there's nothing wrong with loving being the Hulk and being a black kid at the same time. He gets to, dress up as the Hulk, and everybody says, how cute. But if you dress up as your favorite character, people say, a bigot. I found one. So
right.
This is...
Like, did the kid paint himself green? Was he green faced?
He was green faced, but he was a rather dark black kid. So, it's hard, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is if you have a kid that wants to be Lando, can you paint him blackface, or is that offensive? I don't know.
I think you're pushing the lines, but nonetheless, people are not going to bother a little kid. When you're getting older, that might be an issue. But there's a whole series of posters sort of to let your college student know what's acceptable and what's not acceptable. So it says, you wear the costume for a night. I wear the stigma for a lifetime, right? And then here's the costume, and it's a clean-cut young black man who's standing in front of a caricature of, you know, obviously not him, but somebody being a caricature of a thug, right?
Right.
And, okay, I got you. All right, fine. You can't dress up as the thug. And then it's got a woman who's got a hijab on of some sort, and then, she's standing next to somebody who's a belly dancer lady.
Okay,
can't do belly dancers. Gotcha. Check.
So, I mean, I kind of see their point in a little bit. Like, if I was in a hijab, or say I was Muslim and I dress this way, and all these drunk college kids are dressing like terrorists, you know, where they have chopped up heads they're wearing around their,
It's like you know these posters, right?
Right.
That's
Middle college Eastern kids. They're going to have terrible taste. They're going to think that stuff's funny. You should be allowed to be an offensive jerk if that's the way you want to go, if you want to dress up as a terrorist.
I
kind of see why they're angry about it.
Why is a terrorist, why is somebody dressing up as a terrorist upset somebody from the Middle East?
Because they get lumped in. I have friends from the Middle East that are just sick of being called. It's like any argument you get in, they always get called a terrorist, just because it's the easy, shut up, terrorist.
All right. I got a friend who's from Alabama. Good friend.
Yeah, you can end the conversation. I know where you're going. It's shut up, redneck.
And that's one of the first things I say to him, just for fun.
That's it.
It amuses me. But here we go. On this poster, I kid you not, is a white guy standing next to a caricature of a white guy with a banjo, big teeth, and a camo hat. Apparently, you're not allowed to do that either.
Wow.
And I don't know where it stops.
What if they dress like that when they're not on Halloween? Because I know a lot of those guys. I was from Georgia.
So this is the difficulty.
I don't know. It's a very, very misty, murky pool of, I don't even know what to describe.
Here's a woman who appears to be perhaps of Italian-American descent, and then she's standing next to somebody who looks like they're trying to dress up from the Jersey Shore.
Okay, and back at you. I'm grew up Italian. My grandmother was part of a anti-Italian league, so everybody that dressed up like a mafia character, she would get so mad about. And I don't get it, but she really got mad about. I mean, how many people do the gangster thing?
Plenty of people do the dressed up as a mafia thing, and by no means were Italians the only people who were in.
Just the most famous one, apparently.
Well, yeah, you got the most distinctive accent. That's why.
Yeah,
it's easier to make the caricature. There's plenty of Irish that were in it too.
Yeah, but the zoot suit's what's important, I think. Yeah.
Somehow or another, the Italians took it over from you remember the meh, hey, copper, meh. That whole accent, that's not Italian. That's a Irish.
All right, this is something I wanted to, on a total tangent. What's the deal with that accent? Because you watch these films from the 30s and 40s.
Legit.
Did they really talk like that? Or was that someone that was like, okay, if you're going to be a newscaster, you have to talk like this because you don't have much time. You have to do the fast talk guy. Hey, look here, cover, that. Because I've never met someone that spoke like that in real life.
I did see a video, and I can't tell you too much about it, but they took the timeline of this particular accent that you're referring to and what happened to it. So it was legit.
It really was. People really talk like that.
I thought Mrs. America and all the ships at sea.
Yes, I just thought that was some sort of thing they taught you in radio school or something back then. Like, if you're going to be a reporter, you have to talk like this.
They did touch on that actually the schools that taught diction and that sort of thing did teach that particular accent. And that's one of the reasons.
That's probably what came out of the schools. All right. I'm sorry to derail your offensive costume.
So here we've got the Mexican sombrero with the donkey costume. The geisha lady, the terrorist, somebody in blackface. Here's an Asian guy with he's got glasses on to make his eyes look slanty. He's got a bunch of books. I mean, it's every caricature of every person possible. And I just don't know. I mean, is there a line here, or is it like, have the fun police just outlawed certain things you can do? I don't know. You tell me. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. That's the letters, F-R-E-E. 855-450-3733 or LRN.FM on Skype.
Obtaining a pre-approval can be a buyer's advantage. This is Charlie Sundstrom with your Van Dyke Mortgage Minute. In recent years, mortgage guidelines have been tightened. A pre-approval that's been issued by a mortgage underwriter gets you through the process and uncovers potential pitfalls long before you become obligated by a purchase contract. Obtaining a pre-approval will allow you to be certain about the price range that's best for you. You'll know how much cash you'll need to bring to close, and you'll know what your maximum monthly payment will be. Understanding your limits will help you negotiate with confidence. Plus, since sellers like a sure thing, you may have an advantage over buyers who do not yet have a pre-approval. At Van Dyke Mortgage, we work hard to be your trusted advisor and can help analyze your personal situation and give you advice that matters. For your mortgage pre-approval and refi needs, start by visiting VanDykeMortgage.com. That's VanDykeMortgage.com.
Corporate MLS 3035. Van Dyke Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Charlie Sundstrom, MLS 134251.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and I've just asked the question, what where exactly is the line when it comes to costumes? Apparently, in colleges all across America, they have nothing better to do than be very, very, very concerned with the what you're dressing up as Halloween. And
they're concerned about a lot of things. By the way, I've now taken off my Terran costume, and I'm Ian. I'm here on the show tonight. Happy Halloween, everyone.
Thanks for showing up, pal. So, yeah, I mean, what I've got here is they're apparently at Champlain College here in Burlington, Vermont, which says to me all I need to know. They're screening the movie Dear White People to inform white people, because apparently you cannot be, at least that's the suggestion I'm getting from the title here, that you cannot be ethnically insensitive unless you're white. So a black guy dressing up, say, as an Indian, like, he is not racially insensitive. But if I do it, then
that's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, yes. But I guess...
And it's ridiculous further, the idea that dressing up as sort of this classic archetype, this stereotype, if you will, of an Indian is somehow offensive in the first place. Come on, can't people just have a little bit of fun?
I kind of find it's a boring costume, right? Like, if, you know, you didn't... You spent money on a costume to dress up like an Indian? It seems like not worth doing. You know, Cowboys and Indians is pretty old school. I think it was pretty old school when I was playing it in the late 70s. Yeah. And I can't imagine there's a whole bunch of that going on, but okay. I would suspect that if you're dressing up, say, as an Indian with a bottle of liquor, now you have gone over the line to a-hold'em, right?
Yeah, I can see why someone would be offended by that.
I mean, it's a stereotype and not a particularly attractive one, but, yeah. You know, what if somebody does dress up like that? Is it going to, if you happen to be American Indian, is it going to somehow ruin your life?
No, absolutely not. I mean, people are just too easily offended, I think. I don't know if it's these days. You know, I'm not sure people would say these days people are too easily offended, but I can't compare these days to previous ones because I've only been around for 30 years, 35 years. But it seems like people are looking to be offended by things. Like, what's the big deal? If somebody has an offensive costume, then, you know, try to appreciate it for its creativity, I guess.
I kind of wonder if there's, you know, like, people are looking so hard to have things to be indignant about that, and the nation is split so severely down what appear to be party lines. I'm not saying everybody's on one side or the other, but it just seems like we're getting farther and farther away from each other as far as these two groups go, Al Gore's Two Nations, Two Americas. And I think it's just going farther and farther. And it seems like one group wants to be able to go after the other group, and what they do is they drive people to other sides. I don't know. I mean, if I'm going to dress up, I'm going to dress up as a superhero or somebody from Star Wars. I'm going to, you know, it's going to be a fun time. I'm going to really enjoy this if I'm going to spend the money on a costume. Generally, mm-hmm. I don't want to take the time or energy.
So you don't have a costume for this year?
I'm wearing my fire department sweatshirt, so I've gone as a shiftless, lazy government bureaucrat. There you go. I mean, you know,
that's offensive to government bureaucrats.
Absolutely. It is. There are government bureaucrats that just listen to what I had to say that says, you're propagating the stereotype that all government bureaucrats are shiftless and lazy.
Well, that stereotype exists for a reason. I mean, because not all government bureaucrats.
All stereotypes exist for a reason,
right.
Ian.
Right.
That's all I can say. I mean, you know, as a government bureaucrat is something you can change if you wish to, right? Like, you could cease working for the government. You can't change your skin color.
Not all government bureaucrats are shiftless and lazy, but it certainly seems like they tend towards that because they don't have the incentives that the rest of us do in the marketplace where, you know, we have to adjust our behavior based on what customers expect. When you work for the government, of course, you do whatever you want, and they have to pay for it anyway. So there's no rush to get anything done. There's no urgency to satisfy a customer. If people are upset, they can tell you to screw off, and you know, no skin off their back. They're going to get the same paycheck next week.
Well, you don't call it a bureaucracy for nothing. You can go in with the highest ideals and the greatest hopes for what you're going to do, and you're going to have a very difficult time accomplishing
it. I can't count the number of times we've talked to somebody on this show or in real life who said that they wanted to change the system from the inside, and then a decade or two later, they're completely disillusioned.
They're there for the pension. Yeah. They're just trying to ride their time out, and that's the end of the story.
And you can't blame somebody for that. I mean, who wouldn't want a 90% pension?
Right. Once you're halfway invested, then you've got the sunken costs, right. You know, the sunken cost fallacy, if it is a fallacy at that point.
The only real cost, though, is that if you continue on, you may lose your soul and your happiness as a result of that. And, you know, you see these, I always feel bad for the young government workers who are fresh-faced and energetic, and then, you know, I just imagine them another decade or decade and a half later being fat and ugly
as
a result.
There are a lot of jobs in the marketplace that don't feed one's soul very much. Not everybody gets to be a radio talk show host. I mean, there are, say for instance, plumbers. They make pretty good money, but you know what you're chasing around all day as a plumber. You know, there are people that sit in offices and push papers around in the free market, just like they do in government work. And so, you know, what are you going to do? It's the stereotype's there for a reason, because bureaucracy kills motivation.
What are you going to do? I say dress however you want. So this is on college campuses only? Is this the
mostly? There's a set of posters here. The I'm a culture, not a costume posters. They show.
That's a ridiculous statement. I mean, just alone. How about you're an individual? How about you're an individual, not a culture? I mean, the idea that you as a person who is different from everyone else in a variety of different ways, even if you're an Indian or whatever, you're different from the other people who could claim to be Indian. Mark, don't you have some American Indian in your blood?
I thought I did. I did when I did a little more research into the genetics. It's more likely that there's some rapey Mongol back in the past. Is a Mongolian costume offensive? You know, like you get yourself a sword with some blood dripping off it and perhaps a helmet with a little bit of fur around it. Is that offensive? Well, I suppose to somebody it is. Oftentimes what people are offended by is the somebody looking from the outside of the culture in and saying, you're part of that culture. I don't really particularly feel like I'm part of a culture. I feel like if you're trying very hard to protect some culture out there, you don't have much of a personality. Right? Like, you're getting your personality from a group of other people? That's where your personality comes? Other people?
Yeah, that's no good.
Can't you dig on the inside and find something awesome?
I think that's all a great point. The toll-free numbers, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
I want to tell you about Skype, too. I think the only show that you can call in on Skype, and you sound awesome. If you just add username LRN.FM, that's LRN.FM on Skype, we'll approve it, and then you can call in using your Skype setup at home. And like you said, the telephone number for the old school, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
We're live here on Halloween night, by the way.
Absolutely we are. Give your opinion. Free Talk Live.
When the population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment and all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based on blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turn to weeks and months. Then, you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. MonitorBlockItPocket.com. Or, will you forget?
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Of course, you can join us right here on this live Halloween edition of the program. Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And how would you like to save 20% at Amazon on pretty much every purchase you make? Sound good?
Who doesn't want that?
You can do it. All you have to do is go to saveatpurse.com, saveatpurse.com, and that is where you can learn how. It's a very, very simple process. You have to have Bitcoin, though, to do this. How to buy things on Amazon at up to 50% off. Now, Mark, your highest that you've gotten is 45%. You and I have not achieved the 50% option. I've never really seriously tried it for any
time.
No,
I haven't either.
But see, the thing is, you can put in your request for how much you want off. The higher the percentage, the longer it takes to fulfill the sale. Go to saveitpurse.com to learn how it works. If you do like 20%, which is the U.S. average discount from saveitpurse.com, you do 20%, it'll probably be filled within a few hours of you placing the order. So it's super easy. It works well. I've used the system at least 24 times myself. Go ahead and give it a try. Learn more about it at saveatpurse.com.
Ian and Mark in the studio here with you discussing the idea of costumes apparently offending people. This whole I'm a culture, not a costume. I guess it's some sort of college poster contest or something like that.
It's just a series of them that came out over the last few years. Yeah. Campaign is the right terminology.
So let's talk to Mike. He's listening in Indy to WIBC-FM. Hello, Mike. You're on Free Talk Live.
Gents, good evening. How are you?
Howdy. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I started listening a couple weeks ago. I didn't know you guys actually existed until about 2 weeks ago, and I enjoyed the show. But I got
Welcome.
A couple questions from your last previous segment you talked about you were going as a firefighter. You had a firefighter sweatshirt and everything on.
I am a firefighter. I happen to have my sweatshirt on, so yes, I'm going as a firefighter.
That's awesome. I did not know that.
Yeah, he was kind of joking. I guess that for long-time listeners of the show would have gotten it, but it was kind of an inside joke, I guess, for newbies.
Then I apologize because I was going to get on you.
Get on him anyway. He deserves it.
Yeah, I really do think that pros tend to be rather indignant about a really cushy job.
Now, so, Mark is a volunteer firefighter.
Right, I'm a volunteer firefighter. I get
you
some
know what?
Crappy little stipend.
I was a volunteer firefighter too, but I'm a career one now. I know where I came from. It doesn't matter. You are a brother anyway.
Yep. So, be prepared. I do think that, working 20 years, doing 24 on, 48 off, plus you're, depending on the state, some of them call them a Henderson day or something like that, where you get another.
Killy day.
What is it, Killy day?
Yep.
And what is that, every 2 weeks you get another one?
No, it's either you could do a full Killy day, which is you select it every year. So if your shift falls on a Monday, then which is every 3 weeks, so every third Monday, you because that Monday comes up every 3 weeks, you're off. You have
to
stay off, and that prevents overtime. That's a deal for you, but assist the department in paying overtime. We, in our department, have what's called half Killys. So every 6 weeks, when our shift day falls on whatever day we pick at the beginning of the year, we get off.
So, yeah, it's what you'll find often with pros is that they'll do another job besides being a firefighter. So they'll, you know, usually work for themselves, either do, say, lawn maintenance or electrical work. Yeah, and a lot of other stuff. And guys tend to retire at 20 years in doing pretty well compared to folks in the free market. And I think that, for instance, you can compare, say, EMS workers that do, the ambulance drivers that work for the companies versus the fire medics. And you can see a large disparity in income. And I think that that's probably what I would say. If I have a critique for firefighters, it's like, well, it's pretty obvious government paychecks are bigger than private market paychecks.
It depends on where you work. Now, down where I work, I mean, we make decent money. It's not the best because we all have to have second jobs. And it's no fault of anybody else. It's because of the economy and everything else. You guys know that. But if you go up to just north to a city called Carmel, which is just north of Indianapolis, I mean, it's a totally different market. They are... You know, they have a very wealthy paychecks up there, and it just depends on where you're at and what kind of, you know, what your whole city and your whole market can handle, and you know what your I can't think of the word, but it's what your whole entire business is out like on your streets and your businesses and the taxes they pay and things like that. It's all based off on all that. And then in Indiana, all the consolidation they're talking about doing, I mean, it's, you know, our jobs are in jeopardy, so we're worried.
Oh, I'm sure. You know, this is what I kind of wonder about firefighting is we'll never know what the innovations in firefighting will be because darned near all of the departments out there, 99 point something percent, are all departments that are, you know, run by
the
municipalities or, you know, counties or cities or something like that. So we don't know if there's a better way to organize firefighting. We don't have any clue. Oftentimes, just to make it make sense, they'll turn fire departments into EMS departments at the same time, and one wonders why those two things ever got stuck together in the first place.
Right.
And so, yeah, I feel like firefighting could be a much more efficient process if it was decoupled from the government.
Hmm.
Well,
what do you think, Mike?
And most of the time, ours. all the departments down here, at least in my part of the state, in central Indiana, they're, like, for me, I work for a, what's called a fire protection district. I don't work for a city, a town, anything else. We have a five-member board that runs the money, and they're appointed by our county commissioners. And I still part of the government. I get it.
Yeah.
But they control the money. They hire a fire chief, and the fire chief does everything. The board doesn't tell him how to run the department, which is really
I don't think for a second the firefighters are running around in showers of cash out there just waiting to spend people's money. I don't believe that for a second. It's just that I mean, you know as well as I do, those trucks, those the equipment, everything just costs so much. But what's the proper amount of allocation of this equipment? We'll never know because it's all divided up by these artificial lines known as towns and counties and things like that. We have no clue what the right distribution is.
Yeah, exactly. And we're getting ready to purchase a truck here in 2 years, but it's replacing an engine that we've had for 13 years. I mean, it's got almost 100,000 miles on it, and there are some departments that replace their trucks every 3 years or 4 years.
Some of them do.
That's a little much.
In my town, we buy those. We just retired a brush truck from 1947.
Wow.
Hey, Mike, thanks for the call tonight, man. I do appreciate hearing from you, and I appreciate your call. Toll-free number is 855-453. If you want to join us here, 855-450-3733.
In all defense, we didn't even take that truck out. It just sat there, and we called it a brush truck. We would take out the engine instead. And my fire department's association, we paid for the new brush truck. The taxpayers didn't.
Wow. Well, this is New Hampshire. I wonder how typical that is.
Probably pretty rare.
Let's talk to Ransom. That apparently is this person's name, calling from Indiana. Ransom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I just kind of wanted to piggyback off the discussion you guys were having earlier about when a costume goes too far.
And, yeah, sure.
I kind of wanted to get your opinion on this issue that I heard yesterday, actually on the same radio station on the Chad Benson show, which he was talking about a transgender student who was 16, and she was female, transitioning male, and she's apparently suing her high school because they won't allow her to use the male bathrooms. Now, I'm all for LGBT rights and everything like that. I'm completely behind it 100%. But my question to you guys is kind of simple. Where do you draw the line? You know, I mean, if like I have a son and he's not close to school age yet, but if he gets to that age, you know, which he will soon enough anyway, you know, where do you draw the line? You know,
I think it's an excellent question. What do we do about bathrooms in high schools now that the sort of transgender issue is really rising to the surface?
Ransom, stand by. We'll continue the discussion. I think it is a good question. And if you want to share your thoughts, you're certainly welcome to. 855-450 Free Live Halloween edition of Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years, and satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig. Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Join us right here toll free. We've gone from discussing offensive costumes to firemen to now transgender bathroom controversy. You can bring up whatever you want here. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Also, I want you to know that this is not a Halloween special. This is available for, I don't know, till further notice, I guess. A discount code for Vistaprint.com to get you 500 business cards for just $9.99. Now, if you've ever ordered business cards before, you know they can be ridiculously expensive. And these are great cards that you can easily order through their system. They've got an online system that I've used a couple of times. It makes it super easy to customize your cards, customize the text, colors, backsides, and more. Plus, you can even upload your logo to one of Vistaprint's existing designs, or upload an entire design if you've got that. You can even upgrade the quality of the card, like using a fancy finish like metallic, spot gloss, or even raised print. Go and check out all of the options, and then use code FTL when you're checking out to get the discount of 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. Up to 50% savings over the regular site pricing. It's a fantastic deal. So go and get started over at Vistaprint.com. And it's great for small business owners, somebody with a home office, for instance. Maybe you need postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, and invitations. They can help you with that, too. And perhaps you need to hire somebody to help you with custom design services. You need to take it to the extra level. You can do that, too. Vistaprint's got an amazing customer service experience, and they guarantee you'll love your products every time, or they'll make it right. So go to Vistaprint.com, create and design your custom business cards, and then use code FTL, like Free Talk Live. That's code FTL at your checkout to get the discount. 500 custom business cards. Starting at just $9.99. We're going to continue here. Ransom is on the line. Ransom in Indiana, you had mentioned an issue with a school, and I'm sorry, it was somewhere there in Indiana. I don't recall what the town was. Someone is suing the school over not allowing someone to use a bathroom who's not the gender assigned to said bathroom. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. So basically what was going on was that this 16-year-old female who's transitioning to male or wants to be already considered a male is saying that because she identifies herself as a male, she should be allowed to use male bathrooms. Now, if you flip this on its head and you imagine a male 16-year-old who then just one day out of the blue decides, or even has been for a while transitioning to female, says, well, you know what, I'm a female, so I now demand to use the female bathrooms and try to sue for the same rights, then parents and, you know, teachers and everybody would be up in arms saying, in my opinion, I think they would be saying, no, you're not going to use that. And even if it is a female going to male who wants to use male bathrooms, like I said, I have a son. If what I'm concerned with and what I want to get your opinion on is that in the future, there will be no lines and my son will be, you know, subjected to seeing female genitalia in the male bathroom when he shouldn't be.
Well, first of all, let's be realistic.
He'll recover from that pretty quickly.
There are stalls, and I don't recall the last time I saw male genitalia in the male bathroom.
The locker room is a different story.
We're not talking about that.
The locker room is kind of where I was building towards.
Okay.
There ends up being no lines and with a bathroom that eventually you could see how it could get to the point where they say, well, I don't want to just use the male bathroom. Now, since I am calling myself male, I also want to use male locker rooms.
Right. I believe that case has already occurred, that a male transitioning to a female wants to use the girls' locker room and actually has been offered a bathroom of his or her own, to be able to use that would have been, you know, like by herself. But that's not good enough. She wants to use the female locker room, too. And
right.
This
See,
is the fundamentals of this question is basically come down to government schools. Right.
Yeah.
Like if this was a private school and, you know, it's like, OK, you don't like the rules. Get out.
Yep.
Right? The goodbye.
Right.
Our relationship is terminated. The problem is that you force people to pay to run this institution, usually the worst school in a given geographic area.
Mm-hmm.
We a school so bad that you must threaten to take people's houses away from it, from them in order to fund it. You force them to pay for that school. And then when their kid doesn't get to go into the potty that they want to, then they can sue. Well, of course they can sue. You force them to pay for it. But, I mean, ultimately, from a practical standpoint, I don't expect government schools to go away in the next few days. So that would be my solution to the problem. My solution is stop forcing all different kinds of people with all different kinds of values and all different kinds of lifestyles to pay for the worst school in town, and problem solved, and we all get a better education. In the process,
yeah,
but
and
the
that's
short
certainly
term,
well. I mean, right? You can't. That's not going to happen tomorrow or anytime soon. So in the short term, you could always take your son out of the school or daughter or whoever.
Well, I would recommend that just for for education's sake.
Yeah.
But
less likely to get stabbed or whatever. If
a trans person wants, a trans person should be offered a restroom or locker room to themselves. I suppose is probably the best solution here. And somebody who demands to go to a locker room where they're not welcome is going to have lots of problems, and we don't need problems in the school.
Now, just I'd like to throw something in here. To me, and I agree with what you're saying about the government schools are the problem here. But, you know, culturally, it doesn't bother me. Like you said, Mark, okay, so he's going to see someone else's genitalia. What's the big deal about that anyway? It's just genitalia. We all have it.
Right. Well, see, my biggest point with this, I guess, is just that you know, and this may seem like, I'm actually a pretty young fellow, but I kind of feel like an old fogey sometimes because I guess like some common decency things pop into my head when I think about this. And I think like, you know, if I had a daughter, I wouldn't want her, you know, seeing male genitalia just because that male says, well, actually I'm a female now. And I would like to draw a sharp line here at the age of 18. If you're 18 or over, if you're a legal adult, then I absolutely agree. Hey, do what you want as long as the people around you are comfortable with it and they're totally okay with you coming into their locker room in the gym or in the college where you go to. Hey, you know what? That's your deal. You're over 18. That's you. But when you're underage, when you're a minority, then I'm not a minority. I'm sorry. But when you're a minor, then that's when it kind of gets to the point where it's like, okay, you know, for me anyway, it's just, hey, there's some common decency laws, or not laws, but common decency values that I think drive people all over the world and all over the country, and they just think, hey, look, you know, I don't want my son or my daughter as a minor to see things of the opposite sex when they don't need to.
Well, you know? Some do, some don't, and but I would say that the jokesters are going to handle this for you. Your kid's never going to have to deal with this problem if they go to government school, because there will be some yucker-do that'll say, be 17 years old and say, oh, well, the trans, the guy who's legitimately transitioning into a woman gets to go in the girls' locker room. I'm a trans girl now, too. You got to let me in. And then, you know, going to run around the girls' locker room and get pelted with things. And then it's going to cause all kinds of ruckus. And then out they go. Right. So, I mean, there's no way that in any government school that I've ever attended, they're ever going to let a boy into the girls' locker room while girls are changing. Just not going to happen.
Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate you.
Thanks, Ransom. Appreciate your call tonight. Our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE.
I did get into the girls' locker room one time when I was in school. I was helping with the basketball team, and the coach had to go get something from the girls' basketball team in the girls' locker room. And, of course, there were none in there at the time.
Okay. But were you nervous?
I was interested in what I was seeing.
Yeah.
But
did it look different from the boys' locker room?
It was different, yes.
Did they have pink lockers?
They did not.
What was different about
blue
it?
Blue and gold. It was just a different setup and that sort of thing.
Huh.
Yeah, they had, for whatever reason, they had pile carpeting on their floor.
That's a bad idea. Rick, listening in Michigan, in Flint, to WCK. Hey, Rick.
How are you all doing tonight?
Welcome, sir. Good.
Happy Halloween.
Thanks.
Okay,
go ahead.
I was going to get on the issue about the costumes and about the PC, about the Halloween costumes, and I was basically listening to everything, the issues about even going to transgender and everything. And it's basically, you know, education, our public schools, just like you said, you took the words right out of my mouth. I was sitting here thinking about it. And basically I've been studying about this, progressive liberal policies that have been basically in our system. They did a educational test back in the 30s, an eight-year test, which actually started the public the Department of Education in 1953, and ever since they've been dumbing us down and they've been indoctrinating us, demonizing our founding fathers, putting into this ugliness where they're trying to put homosexuality as normal, and they're even getting into our medical...
Wait, what's wrong with homosexuality?
Well, it's a neurological disorder, which was in the medical journal at one time before.
It was.
What kind of ridiculous claim is that? Stand by, Rick. Stand by. I want to talk to you more about this. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live. It's live on Halloween. Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at WebCurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. WebCurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit WebCurfew.com.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus.
Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.